Thousands of people marched in Paris to demand that the French government finally make serious efforts to end the nation's long-running unemployment problem.
Prior to the age of austerity, France's workers would march in early December to preserve their much-needed Christmas bonuses. But since 2012, right-wing economic policies have drastically changed the meaning and the urgency of these demonstrations.
The fear among French workers is that this era of unemployment is not just a cyclical phenomenon, but has been made a long-term structural reality thanks to austerity. Young workers now face years of part-time work, a reduced social safety net, and inadequate government funding for infrastructure, training, and jobs.
We are forced to accept even with contracts of 3 or 6 months. This is blackmail. This is not work. This is not, above all, the possibility to build a life, to build a future, to build a society that is inclusive, that is a society of right, of opening, that is a society with the possibility for all to develop his own life.
Older workers report being shocked at seeing the system they helped build go from fundamentally strong to incapable of providing for the young and the old. The fact that this is happening as France has repeatedly set European records for corporate profits has them both appalled and angry.
Why are we throwing older workers out of jobs when they are the only ones who possess the know-how and technical skills that must be passed on to the younger generation? We have a huge deficit of skilled labor, and yet we keep sending kids to university only to have no jobs for them once they graduate.
After drastically scaling back workers' rights via the seriously unpopular new labor code decree, the administration of President Emmanuel Macron is now set to roll back the safety net provided by the unemployment system. In a nation with nearly 10% unemployment, at least officially, the unpopularity of such so-called reforms has forced the government to keep silent on what their plans really are. But they will finally be unveiled in the coming weeks. Armin Mazahari, Press TV, Paris.